Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 to 6 and 12 to 14. 2 Samuel 7, 1 to 6 and 12 to 14. After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." But that night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod wielded by men, with floggings inflicted by human hands." My theme is God's unfailing covenant and promise. In 2 Samuel 7, we witness a significant moment in the relationship between God and King David. David, inspired to build a grand temple for the Lord, is met with an unexpected response from God. Rather than a physical dwelling place, God promises David an everlasting dynasty, assuring him that his descendant will establish an eternal kingdom. My dear friends, this passage reflects the faithfulness of God in keeping his covenant and the divine plan for the lineage leading to the ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ. The text invites us to reflect on the nature of our relationship with Almighty God. Often we may have specific plans or expectations, but God's promises and purposes surpass our limited understanding. Just as God redirected David's desire for a temple into a promise of an everlasting kingdom, God's plans for us may unfold in unexpected ways. This reminds us to trust in God's divine wisdom and timing, even when our immediate circumstances or desires seem unmet. There are two questions for reflections. One, how does the story of God's promise to David challenge our understanding of God's plans for our lives? Number two, in what ways can we align our desires and plans with God's broader and eternal purposes? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the enduring promise and covenant revealed in 2 Samuel 7. Help us, Lord, to trust in your divine plan for our lives, even when our own expectations may not align with your ways. Grant us the wisdom to seek your will and the patience to wait upon your timing. May we find assurance in your unfailing faithfulness and, like David, respond with gratitude and obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.